Hi, I'm Oz the Belgian, a developer evangelist at Microsoft, and with me is...
Karen Wilkins-Mickey. I'm your diversity program manager for Microsoft North America.
And we're here at TechReady 8, part of a Women in Networking convention.
And we're bringing to you tonight some very exciting footage about our Women in Technology initiative here at Microsoft. We have some great panelists, and you will not believe all the great things that they have to say about our diversity initiative.
It must be important enough because it's Super Bowl night, and all these people are here.
150.
To be part of this event.
We're also kicking off Women Build, so come with us.
As we show you.
Tech Ready 8.
So from the Tech Ready team, we've been supporting the Women in Technology initiative actually before it even started here, and really trying to use Tech Ready as a vehicle to really drive participation and use our event to help drive it. And so my presence here is important from A, just being here for the diversity, but B, helping to drive the broader community to come here as well.
What do you feel like that's very important about why we're all here?
Well, I believe a diverse workforce is good for business. I think we have more fun at work. I think we do a better job by getting diverse thinking into business. And I think we really have to be proactive nowadays to not only recruit women into our business, but also to retain women in the business. And that's something that we're really strongly committed to in the services business of Microsoft.
I really had no idea what to expect. There's a lot of passion around women in technology. I've done some stuff outside of Microsoft, and I had no idea how the Lego piece of it would play into it. I was really, really excited to see it. It's fundamentally the building block pieces, and people just, when you let them put the Legos in front of them, they start playing with them, and then it helps them be open and have discussions. I'm really impressed.
You know, Legos are sort of like software in that you can build it up different building blocks. So I took this Lego with me from home. This is the classic, you know, castle Lego that my sons love to build with, the little soldier and everything. But it's not really diverse, right? It's something that we boys like to play with a lot. But if you add a diverse point of view, if you build your software just a little bit different, right? You just change the colors. It's really still exactly the same bricks. But instead of building a castle, then I build a fairy tale with a little princess. And this appeals to my little three-year daughter, and she has fun work playing with it. And you can even put it together, right? So all of us can play with it together. So it's just small things, same building blocks, but change a little bit of a diverse perspective, and all of a sudden your software appeals to a much broader audience.
So first of all, I think that networking and coming together and talking about key issues is just incredibly important, because you can't get the full perspective of what's happening without really, you know, talking to a lot of different
people. Right.
And then, you know, the thing that I would just... Probably the most important thing, I guess, I would share with people is I think it's just really important that you establish your, you know, like your brand. What do you want to be known for?
Mm-hmm.
So that when people look at, you know, you,
right,
you know, people know what they're going to, like, get from that person. I think it's really important.
Great. As a female, this is my representation, myself with the pink propeller head on. So what I find a lot of the times, and by no offense to our developers out there, is that our products tend to be a little bit feature-rich, and the fact is maybe they don't meet basic requirements, or we can't even just apply them. Like, how would I use this new application to simplify my life?
The Lego that I built was kind of a spin-off of the concept that people in motion help create better ideas, and so I have this guy in motion creating the concept of bridging ideas from two different areas and creating a single solution,
and so to
spur
there?
Creativity, yeah, and with the little spinning action.
So how can we keep sustainability with a community like this when we care obviously about the same causes? What's the best way to keep that going?
I think the most important thing is to make sure that whether it's for the large group or for small groups, that you really identify what is the shared purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you trying to get together? And through coming together, what are you trying to accomplish?
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that and you get people to buy into that shared purpose, the sustainability thing will happen on its own.
Good.
What are these things that we can do? What are the activities that we can bring up that really engages the collective IQ of the people in this room? And so one of them is, for example, how do we change our products? We know today it's tough economic times.
Yep.
You know, we've got lots of stuff in our products where we can help customers save money or do different things. But even then today, we're having some trouble selling. Why? Mm-hmm. Is it because our products don't meet market demand?
Mm-hmm.
So what is it that's missing? So if you look at this community, we're not necessarily selling well into that community. Why not? What do our products not do? Or they do too much of or too little
to target
of?
To women.
To target to this community. Yep. So an actionable thing is come up with that list. Mm. Now we've got the debate where we can go back to the product groups and say, okay, here's your product. We're telling you, you know, your product is short in the following areas. Change them, and I think that we can penetrate this extra community who are not being penetrated today.
I mean, we build software for everyone. Microsoft wants to realize the potential, and that's a very broad statement. So if we exclude half of the world's population from working with software, we didn't really allow ourselves or software to realize the potential.
Each of us are creative in different ways, and so I think part of it is finding the way that we are able to create in our own strengths and using strengths and weaknesses of our own, and to create solutions that bring ideas together and embrace diversity to build new ideas.